Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Doc Medic. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper bunts towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Yount scores. Cooper goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Medic covering, for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson takes first base on ball four. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Brewers. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to third. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allinson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Simmons and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medic fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howell for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive towards short. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rice scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medic fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive towards short. Hoffman catches it and throws to first to double up Cooper. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allinson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marshall Edwards now playing center field. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Medic fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo pinch hits for Marshall Edwards. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Mark Clear now pitching. Don Money pinch hits for Roy Howell. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Skube now playing center field. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allinson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to third. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. Evans moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Bob McClure now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first, with clear covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.